instead of...
This is the latest battle against bisphenol A, or BPA, a chemical used as a protective coating in canned foods. Senator Dianne Feinstein of California.
This BPA leaches. It leaches into the food, and the food goes into your stomach.
The new study, No Silver Lining, found that 46 out of 50 cans of food tested high levels of BPA. The chemical is used to prolong the shelf life of canned goods and is considered safe by food industry supporters. But Liz Hitchcock, director of the U.S. Public Interest Research Group, disagrees. She expressed concern about the impact of BPA on unborn children.
Just by eating a reasonable amount of food from cans, a pregnant 20-something woman could ingest BPA at the same levels as have been shown to cause harm in lab studies.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention says 93% of Americans have BPA in their bodies. Besides canned goods, the chemical is also found in many plastics and baby products. Nancy Biermeier is with the Breast Cancer Fund.
There is a great deal of concern, not just for breast cancer, but for prostate cancer, for diabetes, for obesity, for learning disabilities and other neurological issues.
Elizabeth Crow, director of the Kentucky Environmental Foundation, says parents don't always know about chemicals inside products that can harm children.
The can of great value green peas purchased at our local Berea Walmart had the second highest reading of BPA in all of the cans that we tested. The highest can was one like this, Del Monte French-style green beans.
The study examined canned foods from 19 states and included canned fish, fruit, vegetables, and soda. 2 years ago, Congress reviewed scientific studies warning about the use of BPA in clear plastic containers. 6 states have banned BPA in baby bottles and some products for children. Senator Feinstein has introduced legislation that would ban BPA in all food and beverage containers, but she says many industries oppose further restrictions.
It's going to be a struggle. There's no question about it. There are powerful interests that don't want us to pass this bill. I would suspect they'll spend millions of dollars on lobbyists to dissuade members from voting for this.
One of those interests, the Grocery Manufacturers Association, issued a statement Tuesday that says BPA is safe and has been used for more than 30 years to improve the quality of foods and beverages. It says the National Work Group for Safe Markets report offers no new science. But the advocacy group says the food industry should stop the unnecessary use of toxic chemicals in food products. Instead, it recommends greater use of fresh food and safer plastics. For producer Zulima Palacio, Elizabeth Lee, VOA News.